number 6 and 7, informational reports from the Interim Director of Employee Benefits Division regarding the dependent eligibility audit and the status report on the Voluntary Employee Benefit Association.
Thank you.
On the item 6 regarding the dependent eligibility audit, we're basically asking that we carry this over to the April cycle so that we can see the impact of the state budget process and the impact it can have on this.
Mr. Chairman, likewise on item 7, which is the exploration of creating a voluntary employee benefits association or a VEBA program, that was included in your adopted budget for a report back this month. We're asking to, in light of the monumental legislation that's pending in Madison and about to be thrust upon us, that we move this to the back burner just a little bit so we can deal with the other matters that are coming before us. So we can, continue to look at this, but probably in the next couple months as we get past the first wave of stuff that we're going to be need to be in compliance with.
Any objection?
No.
No objection, but I just, this dependability audit, I remember we put it in the budget to to really try to get some cost savings here if we can. And I just hope we don't lose track of this. And one of the comment, and this relates to me personally, but it's on point, and that is the fact that I have not been able to get my daughter Lee off the list as a dependent. I brought Kitty in twice to go through the Ceridian stuff with me. My daughter's married now and is covered under, their own benefits and so on. She doesn't take any benefits, but I don't know what I have to do to get her off as a dependent on my Ceridian healthcare records. I mean, I've been jumping through hoops and doing everything I know to do, and how do you even get these people off? And we're going to do an audit, and they're going to, Supervisor Jersey's got a dependent that didn't need it. What else do you have to do? And I'm sure we've got employees who are experiencing the same thing, so that needs to be looked at along with this audit.
Okay. And we'll have this report back in during the April cycle? Or
I believe there's two problems. Dependent eligibility audit, they may give you a report back next month. The VEBA, I think, as soon as we can practically move forward. It's a much smaller item. I mean, obviously, the VEBA has been around for quite some time. They've been postponed because of issues regarding sick leave litigation, the pension lawsuit. So it's been postponed for quite some time, and now we're just starting to look back at it again.
Yeah, and I think there probably are some Ceridian issues there, too. I could be wrong on that. I don't know where that problem is, but get people off. I mean, once you get them in the system, they seem to be there forever.
Okay, so we'll work at getting some help to Supervisor Jurczyk, and then item number 6 that we have in the April cycle, and then review item number 7 maybe in the June cycle.
Mr. Chairman, we'll give you updates and agenda setting all